Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I should point this out. Maybe I shouldn't say I just want to be happy. I just want to be spiteful. That's all. I'll beat the Steelers twice in a season, and I'll be spiteful and petty
like
and all those
and
other
nine
things.
Or 9-8 with wins over Patrick Mahomes at home.
Great.
Think of how, you know, you're saying great. You'd be
you would
going
just be
nuts.
More upset with the way
Kenny,
you started the season.
Stadium-wide Super Bowl Super Browns chant if the Browns beat Travis Kelce and Patrick
Super
Mahomes
Super Browns if
and
they
Andy
lose by
Reed.
30. It all depends on what you make it.
We would be talking about that game going into next year going, we got a shot. We actually have a shot to be good. You would not be doing that if you lost every other game and lost to this and beat the Steelers twice.
Because I'm a goof. You wouldn't. You'd say all these wins just put you in the middle of the draft. Congratulations. That's what you would
but
say.
If but Jameis is balling
I can be a slippery wizard too.
If Jameis is playing really well.
Thought this draft sucked.
The draft ain't that good. I'm not talking about a quarterback even. I'm talking about the best possible player.
Then go get the wins
because,
over the good teams.
Hey, buddy, I've done this long enough with Tone to know that he doesn't care about that.
You wanted Jameis at quarterback next year. That would solidify that's the guy.
And you could still have Jameis at quarterback. I didn't say he had to get boat raced by 60 in every single other one of these games.
You are super defensive right now.
I am defensive of it because you're the one who's told me this entire time, hey, you're either living or you're dying. There's no third direction, Tommy boy. So you're either at the top of the draft or you're making the playoffs. That's what you're doing.
You might as well
be at the top of the draft because a 4-win season will put you at the top of the draft, and I'd be more than happy to beat the Steelers twice.
Excited going into next year.
216-474-0092. Tell this man how silly he is.
There will be no excitement going into next year if Jameis is a disaster the rest of the year, but just pulls out another win against Pittsburgh. But if Jameis goes nuts and beats Patrick Mahomes and then Lamar on the road.
I know you, and I know
now,
I'm right.
Now we're going to be talking about next year and Jerry Jeudy being a number one wide receiver.
We'll talk about that
Cedric
anyway.
Tillman, not if they lose out and just beat Pittsburgh. We're going to be like next year's a 5-win football
people
team.
People haven't been saying that Jerry Jeudy isn't good during this stretch that you're 2-2.
Say he's a nice player.
Saying Jerry Jeudy's good.
I'm saying if he has great performances, how good is that? How good is that Kansas City defense?
They're the best they've ever been.
They are.
And if Jameis torches them, yes, we will feel good going into next year. We will not feel good going into next year if we lose out except for the Pittsburgh game.
And until then,
we'll be like a 5-win team projected.
Again, you are playing off the emotions of people who might not know you. I know you. So after every one of these wins, like you beat Denver, great, awesome. We're 4-8. But then if you lose to Pittsburgh, all right, we're 4-9, we're out of the playoffs. Okay, and then you proceed to win the next 4 games. After every one of those games, I guarantee you, I hope it happens, because I guarantee it's going to come out of your mouth. Boy, if we wouldn't have started the season 1-6. If we just wouldn't have started the season 1-6 or 1-5, whatever the hell it was. If we wouldn't have started the season this. Boy, well, all that time we wait. You always lament on the worst possible scenario. Don't sit there and blow smoke towards these folks out there listening. I almost said something else. I think I can say it, but I'm not going to. We're too close to a holiday.
Well, you said the thing you texted, so
you
can say
that. Yeah, I mean, what the hell, right? So, yeah. Did you get that text, by the way?
I did.
Hey,
I did
it works. That
so
time text works.
That is amazing.
I'm going to use that.
Our
thank you, guys.
Have helped. They
game
fixed
changer.
Our lives.
Thank you for fixing my life on that.
You need
works.
To set a text for, what, January...
6th?
Yeah.
Oh. Coming in hot is not today. We're not doing it.
Oh, come on.
What was I saying? I'm sorry. I'm too.
You're wrapped up in
I'm
beating Pittsburgh
with
because you have
dresses.
So many Pittsburgh people in your life, so you only care about having bragging rights over them.
Although, I might as well.
But let me ask you: how much bragging rights do you have beating Pittsburgh twice, but then Pittsburgh making the playoffs and the Browns not?
Very few. Very few, but I'm going to take what I can get.
Like, you'll say, hey, we beat you twice. And they'll say, we made the playoffs.
If you beat the Steelers
twice. And then what
do
you say? Hold on, go through this. I want to know what you'll say.
Yeah, okay.
Because this is what every argument is.
I'm going to take you there, but fine.
This is what every argument is.
I was going to take you there anyway.
So, go ahead. Go ahead. Kenny, I'll play the role of the Pittsburgh fan. Haha, we're in the playoffs.
Well, you're not getting a master's degree at Syracuse, if that's the case, my friend. I don't know. Well, no, Pony's not a Steelers fan anyway.
Kenny, we're going to the playoffs and over the holidays.
You lost us twice.
We're going to the playoffs.
But you lost us twice.
And it's the holidays, and all my cousins are coming over, and I love my cousins.
But you lost to us twice. That's a little too stereotypical. You lost us twice. But you lost to the Browns twice.
Four Super Bowls. Six Super Bowls.
You've lost count. They're falling out of your pockets. Yeah, eight World Championships. Eight World Championships. Where's TJ Watt?
There
your own radio shows are calling up Ken and Anthony saying that they're working in shifts to find TJ Watt.
They better play that audio all over
they
that
should.
Station.
I hope they do. If I were their morning show and they still got an hour left in their show, I would probably want to get that audio. But, you know, that's me.
They're too busy playing our audio, apparently.
Because that's basically what it is. They might as well just call that the fan, too, even though they're technically called the fan. They're just a repeater signal for us. But you understand what I'm saying here.
Owen, you're taking the side.
He's taking your side, it seems.
Yeah, you're taking
that's
the
fine.
Side of
yeah,
who
wins,
cares
man.
About beating the Steelers twice.
Wins.
No, you don't believe that. Wins. You put wins at the end with a Z.
No.
You don't believe that.
I believe it. I think for where you're at now, because you're not in a tear down right now.
Yeah.
You're not in a rebuild right now. You are in a retool. And the way that you still keep all those guys happy, that you keep Myles Garrett. I mean, I came on here, Monday, and said Myles Garrett's going to win Defensive Player of the Year. The way that you keep that happening is by winning games. You don't do that with one win over the Steelers
and
feeling good.
That makes solid sense. But I'm talking as a fan. If you want to personalize it with him, fine.
If the Browns were my number one team, that's how I'd feel. That's how it would feel if it was the Chiefs and the Raiders right now.
I'm just trying to...
If their roles were reversed.
I know that going into this, 216-474-0092, would you rather beat the Steelers one more time and lose the rest of the games, or... would you rather win five out of the next six, but you lose to the Steelers, even though a one more loss is going to kick you out of the playoffs? So it doesn't matter. If you lose to the Steelers, but you win all these games, great. You're still in the same spot, and you cost yourself your draft picks.
I am fascinated. So, Ken Carmen, the pioneer of the preseason 4-0 matters. But actual regular season games don't matter.
Trying to win games for that team mattered. For the love of God, you guys not see the long game here?
This is quite the turn of events, Kenny.
Fine, that's fine. Play an old cheap ploy that you always play against me, which I'm sure all the other idiots will line up and say, well, that's right, Ken did that. Yeah, because you guys don't see the forest for the trees. That's all you guys who don't fall in love with the process. We had one of the greatest college football coaches of all time come on with us and talk about falling in love with the process.
Do you love the thought?
That's how you fall in love with the process,
do you love the thought of Jameis Winston's process? And that would involve
you're telling me
going
if
out and beating Kansas City
so you're telling
and
me,
on the road in Baltimore.
So you're telling me. I want to know
the
from
Miami
you.
Dolphins.
I want to know from you. You get the best of both worlds here, folks. What quarterback would you want to take out of this year's draft? Right now, off the top of your head. If you say Jalen Milroe upset, I'll walk right out of this
somebody
building.
Just
and you'll do the rest of the show.
So Ryan Fowler of some pro network football network just said we're going to take Milroe.
Okay.
I would probably
say... He should probably go back to Alabama for another year.
I'd say Cam Ward.
Okay, Cam Ward.
Yeah.
Well, that didn't seem too just... So I really like Cam Ward.
Yeah.
I really like Cam Ward. Best of all the worlds. You will lose, guys, if you lose one more game, you don't make the playoffs. That's how much room for error you have now. So you have to win seven games in a row to make the playoffs right now. It's not impossible. It's a hard thing to do. So if it's a very almost an impossible thing, not impossible, but if it's almost, you might as well be happy. You might as well be spiteful. Winning in spite, that means something. All right, who do you agree with? 216-474-0092.